It's time to connect with a coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins. AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment your way. We welcome in the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. First of all, how good is it to be back home? You're going to start a six-game homestand, and how pivotal is it?
Well, we need to get back on track and playing our style of hockey, and we believe when we do that, the wins will take care of themselves. So, you know, you don't want things to snowball. We're aware of that, but we want to judge our team as well on the big picture, not just the last two games on the road. So a bit of a reset today in terms of what made us successful for stretch there. Hopefully that'll translate on the ice. We'll see, but obviously with the Bergeron injury and losing some games, then, you know, we're getting challenged here a little bit.
Patrice Bergeron is going to be evaluated in 2 weeks. How does this alter the look of your team? How does this alter your rotation?
Well, it's a big loss for the group. We've gone through losses this year, and next man up. In this particular case, when you lose a player that plays in every situation, you don't want to put the onus on one individual, because I don't think one guy can do what Bergie has done for us. If that happens, awesome. It'd be great for everybody, but we feel it's probably more by committee. Instead of asking one guy to do it all, we'll share that responsibility, and hopefully it makes us a strong team.
Are you anxious to see what Tommy Wingles is going to bring to the group?
Yeah, I saw him last year in the playoffs, and we expect he'll be a hard two-way player, 200-foot player, finishes checks, lots of energy, get to the net, play in straight lines. So he's excited to be here, get a chance to play in the playoffs. I'm sure he thought when he went to the Blackhawks, he'd be playing for them in the playoffs. But, you know, we've got to make sure we punch our ticket, and, you know, so that's the focus this month.
Rick Nash made his Bruins debut on Sunday against the Buffalo Sabres. How did he look with David Krejci? And will you tinker to some extent where he fits in your top six?
Right now, we're going to try to keep him with Krejci. I mean, there's a certain argument to be made. Krejci could go up in Bergie's spot, but now you're messing with a lot of different lines. I'd like Krejci and Rick Nash to develop some level of chemistry. I thought they looked real good the other night. Didn't show on the score sheet, but lots of chances. Defensively, ran into, you know, very few issues at all. I like Jake over there. We used Backus late in the game, so there are some moving parts because Rick's played both left and right. With Krejci being a right shot centerman, maybe Nash sees the puck more on the left, but, you know, Krejci has been around a long time. He's dished to Ginla, Luch on the other side. God, the guy in Florida there they traded for.
God, Nathan Horton?
Nathan, I was going to say Sean Thornton. That ain't right. It's Horton, not Thornton. Big right winger. So for him, I don't think it matters that much. You know, who is wing, you know, which way he dishes, but he likes to have that big presence out there. So that'll help. And Jake's done a good job with him on the left side. So we'll keep that as is. And if you got to switch for matchup purposes, and we know some other guys can move up and move Rick across the other side.
I know you and I had a chance to talk in Toronto a little bit about the man advantage, and it still hasn't found its way here in the last two games of the road trip. You're coming back home. Spent a little time with the group here this morning. What are you stressing?
Execution, first and foremost, on net when we get our chances. We've been off net a lot. When you have some creative goal score, sometimes that'll happen. They're trying to squeeze it in there, and I think sometimes it's just get it on the net, force the goalie to make a save, control his rebound with some traffic, some screens. You know, that might be a way to kind of get us going. And then when you're hot, that's when, you know, you feel everything can go in, and then you can be a little more target specific. So if we can manage those two things, work hard to recover pucks. We've always forced plays. You know, they want to make sometimes a play that's more, you know, difficult but has more reward. You know, we've lived through some of that. So obviously if they can have a better mindset there, their decision making, all those things. I've always said it's cyclical, but we're due. It's time to get going here. It's now affecting us, and we've lost the ability to come back in certain games because we haven't been executing on it.
The Bruins' PK has been exceptional basically all season long. Did it get a little leaky toward the tail end of the road trip?
Yep. Gave up some in Toronto and one in Buffalo and a couple more guys coming out of the box. So we've got to sort through our coverage coming out. And again, clears, you know, a couple of those loose pucks. If they get down the ice out of the zone, you get fresh legs. They have to regroup. There's some frustration that sets in. And I know from being on the other side on the power play, if you get second chances and recover pucks, that's when you can be dangerous. The other kill gets fatigued, and they're out of position. And that's what happened to us, and we got exposed.
What do you want to see from Brandon Carlo? What does that response need to look like tonight after he sat out the other day in Buffalo?
Well, he's been a good defender for us. We need him to get back to defending well. Just defend hard, defend well, make good decisions in your positioning. And when it's time to battle, win your battles. And we always want to focus on making a good first pass decision. And if he can do that stuff, he'll be fine. You know, the offensive part of the game, it hasn't quite been there that it was last year for whatever reason, but that's not his bread and butter anyway. That's a bit of, you know, icing on the cake. So we're okay with that. Just get back to defending well, good first pass. Use your feet to support the rush. Be engaged in the game, and I think Brandon will be fine.
Keys to tonight against Carolina, a team that you waxed in the first meeting here at TD Garden.
Well, I think it's the focus is certainly not on that game. That's one of those ones that they just throw out. They laid an egg. It happens every once in a while. Everything went in for us. So we obviously expect a lot tougher game. But again, it's about us. We got to manage our game. We got to get our game back to where it needs to be. And then, you know, we'll certainly focus before the game on their skilled players, who can hurt you, the fact they're D or mobile, they get up the ice, how they defend in their end, etc. But I don't know. I've always said I think we're a good enough team that when we focus on us and play our game, things tend to look after themselves. And you make some in-game adjustments that you need to make. So that's where we're at.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thanks, Judd.
That's the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Hurricanes are coming up next.